I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. That's the fast-flowing sound of Tamil, one of 22 official languages of India. Now, Tamil isn't as well-known as some of India's other languages, such as Hindi or Bengali, but more than 60 million Indians speak it, and another 10 million in Sri Lanka. That makes Tamil more widely spoken today than, say, Italian or Turkish. But the language is at a crossroads. From the Indian city of Chennai, The World's Alex Galifant reports.
Tamil is in crisis. It has so many problems.
Problems in terms of meaning. Problems in terms of form of a word. Problems in terms of syntax.
So says Ramakrishnan, a man on a mission to standardize modern Tamil. Sounds like it does need an update.
We don't have a comprehensive grammar of modern Tamil. The last grammar was written in the 12th century.
That's not to say Tamil is an endangered language. It isn't. All those millions of people aren't going to suddenly stop speaking Tamil anytime soon. Still, it is struggling. Ramakrishnan runs a small Tamil language publishing house. This is a portion from a recent book of short stories. The written Tamil he's reading aloud is different to the spoken Tamil people use every day. Tamil shares that feature with several other languages, notably Arabic. For many, writing in Tamil can be off-putting. Ask someone to try, says Ramakrishnan, and you'll get this.
Oh no, I can't write Tamil. The reason he says is subconsciously he thinks if he writes, it should conform to the classical standards.
Tamil language has got lost in the sense of nostalgia, which does not enable it to be a modern language.
Sadanand Menon is a well-known writer in Chennai. He says that after the British left India, local politicians used the centuries-old classical Tamil of epics and royalty to define a proud regional identity. Since then, politics has moved on, but day-to-day Tamil hasn't really.
So, like if we were discussing this instrument that you're holding in Tamil, just about everything that is part of your recorder, your microphone, your earphone, everything, I'll have to use English words. Tamil has got locked in the past and hasn't found a device to describe what is happening around them at the moment.
That's reminiscent of the challenge Hebrew faced at the turn of the 20th century. It couldn't describe the modern world either. Now it's a fully functioning modern language, and classical Hebrew is a different animal altogether. Arguably, it took the building of a nation to produce such a radical shift. But there's no such impulse for Indian Tamils, who got their own state within India in 1969, Tamil Nadu. Besides, now they're hungry for something else, English.
Friendship, love.
English words are scattered across Tamil movies and songs. Sadanand Menon rolls his eyes at choruses like this.
Shakalaka baby, will you fall in love with me?
But it's not just pop culture. English is infiltrating everyday life too. Ramakrishnan worries that people in Tamil Nadu, especially the poorly educated, know neither English nor Tamil very well, and get by only with a limited mashup of the two. He says you can't even give directions to a local cab driver without using English.
So today, if I tell my driver, Valadupakkam thirumbu, that is turn right, he will not understand. I must tell him, right lapo, left lapo. Straight up.
The local government has been trying to improve Tamil status. A new law requires business signs to be written in Tamil as well as English. The same kind of thing happened years ago in French-speaking Quebec. And official committees have invented thousands of new words, although it's not clear they're being used. Then again, between Tamil and English, people are getting on okay. English words often gain new meanings in Tamil. Assault, for example, has come to mean casual. And in the last couple of decades, there has been an explosion of contemporary Tamil fiction. Those books are written in an updated form of the language. But that kind of writing is the exception. The general standard of written Tamil isn't very high. And so, in purely economic terms, its value is limited. The language can't take your business around the world, like English, or even across India, like Hindi. To do that, says Ramakrishnan, Tamil needs clarity and consistency.
We don't have a grammar, we don't have a thesaurus, we don't have a good English-Tamil dictionary. We need so many things.
For years now, he's been building his own Tamil dictionary, painstakingly charting the modern use of the language. take the Tamil word for put.
See this. 54 senses.
That one word and its 54 shades of meaning took him weeks.
If you have to spend nearly 1 month on one word, what do you call it? Exit madness.
Maybe, maybe not. No language can be modernized in isolation. Along with the challenge of English, the Tamil spoken in India has to contend with, say, how the language is used in Sri Lanka and how it's morphing online. So a few rules along the way can help.
Indicative, negative, imperative, optative, infinitive.
For the world, I'm Alex Galifant, Chennai, India.
Conditional, causal, temporal, mood.